Thousands of supporters of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny gathered Wednesday in the center of Moscow, demanding his release and the access of doctors to examine his health. People were heard chanting freedom to Navalny and let the doctors in as numerous police asked them to disperse. Supporters of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent fear he could soon die in prison where he is on a hunger strike. They are demanding proper medical care for Navalny. Officials say he has been treated as any other convict would be and have warned the rallies are illegal. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Wednesday a powerful bomb ripped through the parking area of a five-star hotel, killing at least four people and wounding about a dozen others. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban militant group, through its social media outlets, claimed responsibility for the late-night suicide bombing at the Serena Hotel in Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. In a prepared statement, the militants identified a meeting of local and Chinese foreign officials as the intended target. Pakistani Interior Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmed condemned the attack as a terrorist act. Hospital officials said several of those injured were listed in critical condition and feared the death toll could increase. Almost two dozen COVID-19 patients that were on ventilators died in a hospital in western India after a leak in the main oxygen supply. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Authorities say the disruption lasted no more than 15 minutes before full oxygen supply was resumed. However, this proved too long for many patients in the Zakir Hussain Hospital in Maharashtra state that is the worst hit by the latest surge in coronavirus cases in the country. Television images showed white fumes spreading in the hospital area, causing panic. A police officer said the leak occurred in a pipe connecting the oxygen supply to the main tank in the hospital complex. Overall, India has reported more than 15.6 million confirmed cases, the second highest behind the United States. I'm Karen Chamas.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.